This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the world's largest economies unveiled an infrastructure plan Saturday for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but there was no immediate consensus on how forcefully to call out Beijing over human rights abuses. The Build Back Better World project is aimed squarely at competing with China's trillion-dollar Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative, which has been widely criticized for saddling small countries with unmanageable debt, but has included even G7 member Italy since its launch in 2013. Citing China's forced labor practices is part of President Joe Biden's campaign to persuade fellow Democratic leaders to present a more unified front to compete economically with Beijing. Canada, Britain, and France largely endorsed Biden's position, while Germany, Italy, and the European Union showed more hesitancy, according to a senior Biden administration official. The post-Brexit turbulence between Britain and the European Union is providing an unwanted distraction at the G7 summit. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told reporters at the summit that the EU are not playing ball when it comes to post-Brexit talks on Northern Ireland.
We're seeing, I think, a lot of unnecessary interference, a lot of unnecessary difficulties. I think we can sort it out with goodwill.
The EU is angry that the UK government has not yet put in place new checks on some goods coming into Northern Ireland from the UK. Meanwhile, Britain says the checks are imposing a big burden on businesses and destabilising Northern Ireland's hard-won peace. Johnson lamented the bloc's unpragmatic approach to post-Brexit talks. He threatened to use an emergency clause to suspend agreed-upon rules if the bloc did not compromise. Karen Chalas, London.
This is VOA News. Indirect talks between Tehran and Washington on reviving the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal resumed in Vienna Saturday, as the European Union said negotiations were intense and Germany called for rapid progress. The sixth round of talks kicked off as usual with a meeting of remaining parties to the deal, Iran, Russia, China, France, Britain, Germany, and the European Union, in the basement of a luxury hotel. The U.S. delegation to the talks is based in a hotel across the street, as Iran refuses face-to-face meetings. The talks' chief coordinator, EU foreign policy official Enrique Mora, who is leading the shuttle diplomacy between Iran and the United States, has said he expects a deal in this round of talks. Other envoys, however, are more cautious, saying many difficult issues are yet to be resolved. Police fired tear gas and arrested several people in the Nigerian cities of Lagos and Abuja during protests on Democracy Day against President Muhammadu Buhari on Saturday. Democracy Day celebrates Nigeria's move to civilian rule more than 20 years ago. Reuters news agency journalists saw police firing gunshots into the air and tear gas into the crowds in order to disperse them while demonstrators held placards and chanted, "Buhari must go." Simmering anger over mass kidnappings for ransom in the Northwest, a decade-long Islamist insurgency in the Northeast, and a harsh crackdown on protesters in Lagos last October has set the country on edge and led to demands for greater action to combat insecurity. Separate bombs hit two minivans in a minority Shiite neighborhood in Kabul Saturday, killing several people and wounding many others. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Explosions took place in a neighborhood dominated by the minority Hazara community. Similar attacks on buses there earlier this month killed 12 civilians. Kabul's police spokesman Basir Mujahid added that the explosions had wounded at least half a dozen people. Violence has been rising in Afghanistan as foreign forces withdraw from the country by September 11th. Efforts to broker a peace settlement between the Afghan government and insurgent Taliban have also slowed.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Saudi Arabia announced Saturday this year's Hajj pilgrimage would be limited to no more than 60,000 people, all of them from within the kingdom, due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Each year, up to 2 million Muslims perform the Hajj. It is seen as a chance to wipe clean past sins and bring about greater humility and unity among the faithful. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.